Jules. This is the Nick and Jules podcast.
How are you going to start it today?
You've just started it.
Have I? Oh, wow.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast. Yes, off air with Nick and Jules featuring, producer Aaliyah. Oh, I like that actually.
PA. Producer Aaliyah.
Oh, Papa.
Personal assistant.
Producer Aaliyah.
Papa. Yes.
Interesting. We have Mama Bear Mel. Do we have Papa?
Papa.
Aaliyah.
No.
Papa.
Papa
is French for dad.
It is indeed.
I mean, I think.
C'est vrai.
Most people know that Papa means like dad, right?
Papa Bear.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got a Papa.
We did have a Mama Bear Mel and we had a Papa Bear Blair.
Mama Bear Mel is on the show today.
He is.
On the podcast.
What a boomer he is.
And, and Papa Aaliyah is also on the show.
Well, we better tell Blair that he's been replaced. We don't often have
him slash ever on the show. I really hope this doesn't catch on because, like, you know, if I ever leave you guys, which I shan't, but if I ever leave you guys, I don't want this to follow me.
What a confusing start to a podcast.
Anyway. You hear about people in radio and their nicknames and how some of them just stick. So, you know,
it
could be worse.
Well, there's a shy guy on the network.
Yep.
Who else? There was a sexy Vi-Vi.
There's probably a rats and do.
Yep. And there's
definitely a rat somewhere.
There's a rat.
There's also a rat in the building.
I think there's a rat on the Sunshine Coast.
Mm-hmm. A nerd burger.
Yes, yes. Not one that he asked for, but
makes sense.
It acquired.
Worst radio names.
Where was Nerd Burger based?
Melbourne.
Makes sense. Was he on air?
No, a producer.
So it was just a nickname.
Yep. But they used the nickname on air.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Of course. Did he wear glasses? What gave him the Nerd Burger
vibe? I'll tell you guys because you know. It's James Blake from
Such
a Nerd Burger.
I can kind of get it. I suppose he comes across as a bit of a nerd, doesn't he?
I mean, he's just very knowledgeable.
He's just a clued in guy. He's sponsored by Grilled.
Oh, can I get sponsored by Grilled?
You've got to be a Nerd Burger to do it, though, unfortunately.
What do you get as a papa?
Sponsored by
porridge oats.
Sure. what was the go with your daddy bear's oats and stuff? They were too hot, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. That's probably good. And the bed was too hard, so you can enjoy hot oats on a hard bed.
What was the go with that nursery rhyme? Nursery rhyme.
It was a story.
Story. That's right.
Oh, anyway. Yep, start to the episode.
I'm going to argue we're 2 and a bit minutes in.
Oh, God.
Quality content.
Well, not the best start we've ever had to the podcast, but we are here. Like a baby giraffe taking its first few steps, we're a little wobbly.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
I suppose because you're the giraffe in this situation.
Oh.
Yeah, I suppose you don't want to.
How do we get here?
I don't know.
Do you want to pretend to start again?
Shall we start again?
I'm going to put this is going to be kept in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no editing work.
But I'm going to do an emotional reset.
Okay.
All ready?
Right. Big breath.
And slate. Oh, welcome to the podcast.
She's got in again. Oh, you want to start it again, do you? Oh, all right, mate. Jeez, your name's not on the poster. What are you doing, brother?
I don't know how to feel. You're out here struggling with opening the podcast. Right. I just thought I'll just lend a helping hand.
Here's the thing. I never struggle with the podcast. Bingo, bango, bongo, it's the Nick and Jules podcast.
I hate this.
We're at the end of the week. We are at potentially at our wit's end. It is a Friday as we close out on what has been, the week following the comedy cruise.
Yes. Frantic energy about.
So, you know, it started as a bit of a tiring old week. We've gotten through. It's been a good week and we're excited to get into next week because next we've got Tamagotchis on the show.
Tamagotchi Central. This is such a throwback. We were talking about this on the podcast yesterday.
Yes.
We've been greenlit by Mama Bear Mel and Papa Bear Lee.
I don't even know
if Aaliyah needed to green light anything. She was just there.
I was just asking.
She was a lollipop. You know what she was? She was a lollipop lady that had a stop and a wait sign. And she said wait, and we had to wait for the green light from someone else.
Yeah. She is the eagle eye hawk trying to find the credit card.
Yeah.
That's the role.
Which I will be searching for today.
Well, that's
rummaging.
After the podcast. But yeah, next week we've got competition, Jules, as to who's going to be able to keep their Tamagotchi alive the longest.
I don't remember what we do with the Tamagotchi because it has been a hot minute since I've been in primary school and used it.
Look, I don't think you do anything.
Yeah, okay. You don't have to feed them.
You've got to clean their poo-poos. You've got to play some games with them to earn coins or something. I can't remember.
Coins? There's a monetary system involved.
There was a reason why you had to play, like, there were certain games that you had to play on it.
I assume it's just like why you play with kids. It's just because they need it for development, maybe?
That's why you play with kids. Is it kind of like Duolingo where you get notifications being like, disappointed in you if you haven't followed up with your streak? Well, I mean, they were the notifications I got. You were a star student with it, I guess.
With Duolingo?
Yes.
Oh, 156 day streak.
Mm. Mine gave up on me and was like, clearly his notifications aren't working. Goodbye.
Yeah, deleted itself.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. So would it be like that? Would the Tamagotchi sort of work in like a we are shaming you notification style? Yes.
Less of a notification, more of a just a beep.
Yes.
Okay. And I the old school notification.
Yeah. I bet you they vibrate as well now.
Oh, like a little pager. Ooh. I pretend I'm a doctor. Yeah, wear a little lab coat everywhere.
If you have it in the wrong spot, it's going to feel like you're having a little heart attack or...
It's
actually going to be confusing because it's going to make you think that you've got a text and you go, oh, it's this just little turd.
What do we do if on air one of our Tamagotchis does a bippy?
Okay, well.
What is that, poo?
No, like it notifies you.
Oh, just beeps.
Well, have you seen the classic radio show thing where they do like the someone's wearing a pregnancy thing and we're pretending that we're getting a contraction? Have you seen those shows?
Oh, the contraction simulator.
Yeah,
thing.
And then all of a sudden, the time has gone off. You need to go and pretend to be a pregnant woman and pee every time. So you stop down on the show. Oh. You can't do anything until the other person's dealt with it.
How absolutely chaotic.
Absolutely chaotic. You wouldn't do it for an entire week, that's for sure.
I don't know if that would be good radio.
No. Just very stopping, interesting
just, you just
got to
stop midway through what you were doing and then go pee, and then you can't restart until that person comes back?
That's right. Or you hear the shrieks during a contraction simulator.
I would be interested in trying. I have seen those contraction simulators. I would like to try it if it feels interesting.
Oh, my gosh. Is that something that you are proposing?
Yeah, if you can get it, if you can find it, absolutely go for your life. Okay. I'll give it a crack.
I'm writing it down. Yeah. I'm writing it down.
I just got to imagine they cost.
Yeah.
And we can just rent one, surely. Renting
a pregnancy simulator is the most strange business.
Or at least those, like, you know, those period cramp simulators.
Do you want to just electrocute my stomach?
Yeah.
Ooh, a shock collar.
Shock collar?
Just put it around the side.
Yeah, 50 shades.
I mean, something else to add to your very interesting wardrobe, Nicholas.
What?
Shock collar.
You see me with my Legionnaire's hat, my running speed dealer sunglasses,
what
my slides
add?
And socks, and my shock collar.
Yeah.
Shock collar so I don't bark as much when I'm out there running, which I do a lot of, so it'll be good to quiet it down. Also on the show next week, we've got Sophie Monk, which is fun. We're about to chat to her.
So exciting.
Love Island is back for season 5.
I can't believe there's a fifth season.
I know.
It must be a pretty easy show to make, and it must be, like, they must get some crazy numbers. Like, I'm looking at the most recent season of Love Island Australia had over 4.2 million viewers. Pretty good.
Wow.
They're very attractive people. So I imagine that is the selling point.
I mean, they kind of, you know, Too Hot to Handle, Love Island.
That came out at such a good time.
Bachelor in Paradise. Like, you put a bunch of hot people in a secluded area or on an island together and just go.
It makes me angry watching attractive people, though.
Nah. Is it because you want to be on the island?
It's because I want to be. I see these girls and I'm like, where are they in my life?
Let me call one of the other channels and I'll just be like, look, our boy.
He's not a stunner, but he's got a personality that's honestly going to make someone go, oh, yeah.
Nice. Have you ever watched Too Hot to Handle?
No.
Oh, it's great.
You should. It came out in the most perfect time when the first lockdown happened.
Mm.
No one else had anything to do, so I binge watched it in about a couple of days. And they're just idiots. They're just attractive idiots.
I love trash.
And you're just like, how are they getting through life like this?
Isn't it crazy that those people actually exist, though?
And the concept is they're not allowed to hook up, they're not allowed to touch each other, whatever, so they can get this prize pool, like heaps of money, and ultimately if, like, people get eliminated or whatever, I can't remember.
I think they decide to leave, but you can also get voted off by your peers.
So,
the funny thing is, though, any time that you, like, you know, kiss someone or you touch
it's money
yourself.
Taken away from the pool.
Yeah.
How do they monitor if you're having
There's
a crack at yourself?
There's cameras everywhere.
My question is, how do you know how much something is worth? Like, what was it? I think season 2, they called it a Vankle Shankle Pact. And basically the guy went into the shower and he pleasured himself because he was having some issues.
Issues?
Sure. He had blue balls.
Yeah, no, I get it. I just find you refer to that as an issue.
Okay. Like, is it not an issue?
Mildly horny issue. And he's like, it's an issue.
God, well, he was saying he had blue balls. Like he had like, it was like not well.
Mm.
He was not well. Anyway, Vankel Schenkel packed and they caught it on camera and they took money out of the pool because of it. And I'm like, how do you know how much that costs?
Compared to a makeout sesh with someone else.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, he was like, assigning value.
Yeah.
I would assume that that shower time probably cost more because it feels more illicit.
A bit more water wastage.
Well, certainly, yeah. That's actually, they're charging for water. What they're doing is they're charging for utilities. What lights were on when you were making out? That's the big question.
Yeah. Anyway, the commentator of that show is very funny too. So, yeah, worth a watch.
All right, worth a watch. And Love Island Australia might be worth a watch. We'll find out.
Oh, yeah.
Chatting to Sophie Monk very soon for the show on Monday. Otherwise, enjoy the podcast, everybody, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Yesterday, last couple of days, has been this big Aussie sale of Click Frenzy or whatever, just a bunch of Aussie retailers doing cheap deals online.
Not an ad, must stipulate.
I'm not, and you know, to make it not an ad, I'm going to not mention business names here.
Nice.
I'm not going to mention business names. I, in my hunt for a good deal on some new runners, was put into an uncomfortable situation yesterday.
They were too tight.
No, not quite. So all the deals, because it's like the whole thing of the Click Frenzy is it's like only online, I think, is the point of the clicking.
Yes. It's hard to click in person.
Yeah, if you take your mouse into the store, they go, that's weird. We're probably going to have to escort you off the premises. So. But I wanted to buy some runners, needed new runners, didn't really know what size I was going to be in a specific pair that I was looking at. So I was like, oh, I'll go into that store in person.
Get them to fit you.
Get them to fit, and I'll figure out, and then maybe I can go and do that. Went into the shop, trying on my runners. Found the size that I liked, and I was like, you know what? I'm here. Mm. It's the same shop. I'm just going online to buy them. I might I'll just ask if they can honor the price as online.
Nice. You get them to get down and get them to wriggle your toe, and you feel where the toe is in the shoe. Do you do all that too?
You've done my sizing.
Nice.
And I'm like, hey, this is what they're worth online because of this deal. Can you do that in store?
Match it.
And they go, oh, no, it's one of those things. You've got to do it online. It's kind of... That's the point of that sale. It's all about online stuff.
So you have to sit around waiting for shipping and all that.
And I was like,
you could just do it right here and there.
So annoying. You're the same business.
Yeah.
Come on, give me a break. They're like, nah, sorry, like hands are tight. And they're only,
it's not their fault.
They're only teenagers or uni students, or whatever. Like, you know, yeah. I'm not gonna fight them over it.
Yep.
I was like, whatever. Okay, that's fine. It's a bit annoying. I guess I'll buy them online when I get home and wait a week or two, and then they can arrive. No stress. It's cool. Fine. At least I've got my right sizing, okay?
Yeah.
I go home, I order them online, and they offer what a lot of businesses offer. They offer the click and collect thing.
Oh, I like this. So instead of paying for shipping, you just go to that store that's convenient for free.
And they go click and collect within the hour.
Oh.
Back at the store I was just at.
Are you kidding? So exact same pair of shoes, same color.
Exact same ones. And so I do click and collect on them. And then I go back to the store.
Hey, this guys.
This is like 30 to 40 minutes later. And I rock up.
Yep.
And I go, hey.
Same people?
Same people, yeah. Because it's
same
like
shift.
Same shift, mate. It's half an hour later. I was there mid-morning. I'm like, hey, just here to do click and collect. I've just bought a pair of runners online. They're like, ah.
Guess you're going to have to order that now.
Yeah. It's just a very uncomfortable situation. I was like, mate, what did you expect me to do? I've got, which I don't understand how businesses work, because I would have thought, do you not want the deal?
Did you stay in the store ordering it online, or did you go home and then come back?
I went to the supermarket and I ordered it after I got my groceries. I ordered it on my phone in the car.
No,
I
you
didn't
should have
even
stayed
go home.
In the store and just be like,
what a power
look.
Move. This is, I honestly, we talked earlier this week, Jules, about me doing a Karen, you know, trying to complain to get my way. Oh, I was so close to Karen-ing, Jules.
You
I was
have.
So close. And, you know, I got my way. I got the same runners. I got them at a good price.
You were satisfied.
And I was happy with how it was. But I was just annoyed at the inconvenience.
Yes.
And honestly, actually, to be fair, the fact that I'm talking about it now on radio might be me Karen-ing. I might have made a full transition to Karen this week. Taking a stroll very briefly down memory lane. Yesterday on the show, talking about what was banned from your school. People kept saying Tamagotchis. We've been thinking about Tamagotchis nonstop since the show finished yesterday.
If you don't remember them, or maybe you never fell into that circle of enjoying them, they're like those little pixelated egg things that you'd wear around your neck. You'd try and keep the little pet inside alive as long as you could. I guess it was a bit of a disturbance in the classroom.
Yeah, very early days of video games.
Yes.
Yeah, pre-iPhone, pre-any of that.
Post-Nintendo 64?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
Producer Aaliyah knows the timelines of things, yeah. Which we know, and you've also gone down a bit of a rabbit hole on the old Tamagotchi.
I have. So in on Reddit, in the Today I Learned subreddit, someone said, "Today I learned the world record for keeping the original 1996 Tamagotchi alive is 89 days.
89 days.
It's not very long, is it?
No,
it's quite long. I mean, the average age of a Tamagotchi,
I suppose.
The average age of a Tamagotchi is 24 days.
I guess, yeah, short battery life.
That's rough. Let's go to the phones right now and see if there's anyone out there that's still using Tamagotchis, though, or still has had one recently, because, I mean, we're talking years ago when we were in high school, Jules. But maybe there's someone that's done them a bit more recently than that.
I hope so.
Let's go out to Bendigo right now with Kirsty. You're still out there in the world of Tamagotchi, Kirsty.
So I went on a trip about 6 years ago with my kids, and I actually found them and brought them the Tamagotchis, so they had something to do when we drove to Queensland.
Okay.
And then, it lasted probably about an hour because it wasn't an iPhone and it wasn't very, entertaining for them.
No. Kirsty, were they hand-me-down Tamagotchis from you, or did you buy them especially for the kids?
I especially bought them for the kids. I actually found them, I think it was like a Big W or something like that in Bendigo.
All right.
So I brought it for the kids, and then I actually found another one that wasn't out of its packet probably about 6 months ago, and I opened it up and I played with it a little bit, but I did get a little bit bored with it too.
Yeah, I suppose when it comes to the visual stimulus that we have at our hands these days, they don't really
Definitely
do too much.
Not.
They because they're like little black blobs, right? There's not really much to them.
Hey, when you actually invest the time, they grow into something great.
What do they grow into?
I think ours was like a dinosaur or something like that. Oh. So, but I used to have one when I was a kid and I loved it. And of course it got banned from school, but I used to have it. And my brother and I used to have competitions as to whose was going to die first and stuff like that.
What a morbid competition.
Yeah. You seem very invested in the Tamagotchi life, Kirsty. Were you frustrated that the kids didn't get to enjoy it beyond an hour?
Yeah, I was actually. I'd spent all this money. I'm like, but they're fun. And they're like, no, Mum.
That's fair. Kirsty, you say you sort of re-explored it 6 months ago. How long 6 months ago did you reinvest time-wise into it? Like, was it an afternoon? Did you try it for like a week plus?
I reckon it was probably a couple of days, and then of course with work and being a mum and busy, having to look after them, it kind of
You've got actual things to keep alive, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. I have to try and keep them alive, and there you go.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing that you invest more time into your kids than the Tamagotchi. I'm sure they're very appreciative of that.
yes, that's right.
Hey, Kirsty, thanks for the call.
That's okay. No worries. See you later.
I like this little rabbit hole that we're sort of drifting down.
Oh, what a throwback. I honestly love this world of Tamagotchis.
All right, Pris really has got another Tamagotchi fact for us.
Yes, so speaking of morbid competitions and things like that when it comes to Tamagotchis, in 1998, a man by the name of Terry Squires owned a small portion of a pet cemetery, and he dedicated a section of the pet cemetery to expired Tamagotchis, and people would go there and bury them in the ground.
So he'd perform
like... ceremonies for the expired Tamagotchi.
Put people, if you have ever conducted a ceremony for your Tamagotchi, put them on a watch list and do not let them vote. Honestly, if you don't listen to this station, there's zero chance they listen to this station because.
Recycle the materials too. What are you doing? We need that.
Can you imagine?
The world is dying.
Can you imagine archaeologists 100, 200, 300 years in the future, they're digging up, these ancient remains, and they come across these little disc things. They're like, what was that? Like, well, they seem to really have been respected and revered by society. Oh, we better put this in a museum.
Nick, we are under 2 months away from Christmas, which is frightening. I understand there's a lot of stores at the moment that are already putting all their decorations out, and people are going crazy getting prepared.
It's always, if you forgot that Christmas was coming up, these stores do a very good job of reminding you that it's just, it's only
round the corner.
It's only a couple months away now, guys.
There's one store that hasn't been getting as jolly feedback on their decorations. That I didn't realise you could purchase Christmas items from, but nevertheless, Bunnings have got an inflatables range.
Bunnings Warehouse. You know what? Actually, I've been well aware that they do Christmas stuff for a while.
Oh.
Because I reckon the Bunnings that I go to, I reckon they've had a Santa's Village set up genuinely for the last 6 weeks to 2 months.
Look, this is impressive. And there's one item, however, that has been getting people either side of the fence. Nick, I've sent you this item. It is a Bunnings Ned Kelly Outlaw Inflatable.
Okay, having a look at it now.
He's riding a horse by the looks.
Pretty average looking, isn't it? Like it's
he's inflatable.
Very standard inflatable.
I mean, the inflatable itself looks nice.
Yeah, Ned Kelly's looking a little bit overweight, a la Santa Claus.
The messaging behind it, though, is that, you know, we shouldn't be celebrating this guy because of what he's done in history and that sort of thing.
Oh, it feels like the inflatable feels like we are celebrating the hell out of the
guy. So it's been quite divisive. But if you think that was intense, you know, people are saying Ned Kelly is just a bit too much. Wait until you realize how far the nonsensical range of inflatables has gone. Inflatable Santa with a twist of Ned Kelly Outlaw, only $99. Low voltage 1.3 tall magpie inflatable, ready to chirp and aggravate the North Pole at $199.99. Plenty of arms to wrap, Christmas presents, the festive Santa hat wearing disco octopus 129. And don't forget the relative that eats the scraps at the dinner table and takes home half your trifle, Uncle, the festive bin chicken, available for a limited time only. Lowest prices are just the beginning.
Okay, boom. Joined in the studio again by our number one boomer. He also happens to be our boss, Mama Bear Mel. Thank you, Mel.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Always
right.
Thrilled.
He is the head of the station here. His fingers are, or at the very least should be, on the pulse when it comes to the pop culture, the music, and everything that we talk about on the show. We've done this for a couple of weeks now. Mel, do you feel like you are slightly more in touch with what we talk about now that you've done it a few times?
Absolutely not.
Okay, well...
He's done okay the last couple of weeks, but maybe this week we'll stump him.
All right, let's give it a go. Jules, you've got some tidbits there of stuff that we might have... Some of this we've spoken about on the show, Mel. Some of this we might talk about. These are things that...
If only I listened.
You would hope so. These are all things that you would hope the listeners of the Hit Network and, you know, the Nick and Jules Brekkie Show care about.
Okay. All right, Mel. All right. Which singer is teaming up with Michael Bublé for their first ever Christmas album?
Oh, that'd be Elton John.
Elton John coming out of retirement.
Yeah.
He's done.
So confident.
Why do you think it would be Elton, of all people?
Bublé does, you know, sort of cabaret stuff, crooner. Yeah, I think he'd work well with
crooner and a crooner. Mm. Well, shockingly, it's not Elton John.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
It's Cher.
But you know what?
It's same age.
Similar vein, I would say.
Yeah. I could have got that. That could have been me.
No, but it was not correct.
Could have. What else have we got?
Next question, Mal. What item has Taylor Swift been known for sharing at her concerts?
And not even just Taylor Swift, this is the Swifties in general, the fans at the concerts.
Okay.
There's something they bring to share with one another.
I've been watching a lot of NFL lately. And I've been watching the Kansas City Swifts play. Mm. And they've been...
You've been zooming in on Taylor really Swift good. There?
Even in the minis, the shortened versions, they still put her up there. There's two girls hugging, and I think one of them's Taylor Swift, and the other one must be like...
Blake Lively.
Travis Kelce's mum.
Sister or mum or somebody. I can't tell which one's which, but the answer to your question, as I dodge it, is I don't know.
Well, it was a good bit of vamping from you, to be honest. It is bracelets. A lot of Taylor Swift fans, Swifties, bring bracelets to the concerts to swap
and then throw them to her.
Well, no, they share. They other Swifties fans, they share with one another. Sometimes Taylor Swift will have them thrown at her on stage. It's a whole
friendship.
A
bracelet storm.
All right, Mal, let's try and get this one. Which celeb impersonator?
That's not what they threw at Tom Jones in the old days. But anyway, move on.
Which celeb impersonator was earlier in the week on a promo bus in Australia selling copies of the celeb's book?
Could you say that again?
There's a celebrity impersonator earlier in the week driving around a bus in Australia selling copies of that celebrity they're impersonating's book.
That would be Weird Al Yankovic impersonator.
You know, a Weird Al Yankovic, unfortunate impersonator because he's not the most attractive looking guy. And weird for Weird Al to be doing the tour in Australia. It's actually Britney Spears. Yeah, not bad.
There's a Britney Spears impersonator.
There sure is.
They couldn't get the actual one in Australia. Because, I don't know, mate.
She's busy.
You've got to capitalise on what you look like. Next, Jules.
Rihanna has recently created waves in the media, Mel. Why?
Rihanna?
Yes.
You know Rihanna. She did this. You know, you like football. She did the Super Bowl halftime show earlier this year.
Oh, did she?
Yes.
Oh.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I fast-forwarded through that. Fair enough. I don't watch that. Sure.
Why is she in the media? You know we play her music here quite a lot.
Yeah, no, and she's very... So I think she's marrying Bobby Brown.
Who?
That's interesting. First of all, She is already married.
Oh, okay.
She's just given birth actually, a couple times.
You'll enjoy this, Mel. Her husband's name is it ASAP Rocky? ASAP Rocky. Who's Bobby Brown?
The makeup artist.
I think he was married Whitney Houston. Yeah.
Wow. Moved on from the Houston to Rihanna.
Don't think it's going to happen.
Sorry, that's wrong, Mama Bear Mel.
sounds like I'm wrong.
Announced a new world tour and a new album potentially.
Fantastic.
You know, we're going to be playing that a lot. Round us out, Jules. One more. Get 1 point on the board for
Mama Bear Mel, which SAS contestant ruffled feathers for allegedly earning a lot more than their co-stars?
It's an Australian, Australian quote unquote celebrity.
Yeah, no, that would have been a footballer.
Absolutely not.
Jason Ackermanis was actually kicked out the very first week.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, and he paid them to be on the show. he's desperate for media attention.
It was Cocaine Cassie. Enough.
Who?
Cocaine Cassie?
Cassie Sainsbury. Remember that Aussie that got caught?
Okay, I think we have a problem with what we call celebrity.
I did say quote unquote. I'm not the one using the term. It's the people that are watching SAS who are doing it. All right. Not a great run.
Good week. No,
0 points from
week.
That one there, but that's how we do it. Boom. Okay, boom. Always next week, Mel. Nick and Jules. That was the Nick and Jules podcast.